Bonjour, dear ladies, and welcome to lesson 3 of module 5. Today, we are going to look at the qualities of your habits and how that can elevate their environment. When we started with this module, you got clear on a certain number of habits that would be possible for you in order to move forward towards your ideal life. And you got to choose one, starting to implement it. Now let's look at the quality of that habit and how that quality can actually help you transform your home. In lesson 1 and 2, we looked at how your home can help you with your habits. And now we look at it from the other end, how your habits can help your home. Enter rituals. Rituals, in a nutshell, are habits on steroids, if you forgive me the expression, or rituals are sexy routines. A ritual is something that you do repeatedly in a certain context, but not automatically, with thought, with feeling, with awareness, with intention. A ritual can be big or small, that has nothing to do with a quality. Something everyday, like taking a bath, can be a ritual. And when you have rituals in your life, you absolutely want the right environment for those rituals. I chose a bath as an example because that's one of my favorite rituals. It's where I can relax, where I can really come together, reconnect with myself. My best ideas happen in my bath. That's why I have been seen more than once dripping wet, jumping out and trying to scribble down something. So for me, it's clear a bath is a ritual that is here to stay. When I renovated the house I'm living in currently, between moving in and starting the renovation, a couple of months passed by, and so I had to take my bath in the old bathroom, which was not very appetizing. And one thing became clear to me, that in order to be able to live that ritual that is really essential for me, I needed to create a container, a bathroom that was absolutely top-notch and at the same level, at the same quality than the ritual I have. And thus, I created a bathroom, which is now one of my favorite places in the whole house. Over to you. Which of your rituals do you really cherish? The ones you say that really, that feel expansive, that make your heart sing, that really nourish your soul. Where in their home do they dwell? Is it something that dwells in your kitchen or in your bathroom or maybe in your bedroom? And then go to that place and look at it. Does your home need an upgrade in that place to match the beauty and the depth and the joy and the importance of that ritual? It seems like a very simple exercise, but believe me, when you really start to align your home to your most beloved rituals, it'll be a source of constant joy. I can't tell it any better than that. Well, this was it for module 5. Have a beautiful weekend, dear ladies, and next Monday we'll dive into our last module. God, time flies. Enjoy, and I'll see you next Monday.